finally, there are currently some 200 Palestinian children being held in Israeli jails in violation of the Geneva Conventions. Palestinian officials say 182 minors were estimated to have been behind bars at the end of February. The Military Court Watch, which is a Palestinian legal monitor, says two of the inmates are girls while the rest are boys. A large majority of the Palestinian children were arrested and jailed for throwing stones at Israeli soldiers. The children's rights group, Child Rights International Network, says Israeli forces arrest some 700 children every year. According to the Palestinian Liberation Organization's Committee on Detainees, Israeli personnel systematically violate the rights of imprisoned Palestinian minors by humiliating, torturing, and depriving them of fair trials. And to discuss this further, let's go to Berkeley and talk to Paul Larudi, co-founder of the Free Palestine Movement. Welcome, sir. Mr. Larudi, why is the international community silent towards the imprisonment of children in Israeli jails?
Because they're in Israeli jails. They're in Israel. And the international community is silent about any Israeli abuses. We're talking, of course, at the upper levels of power. Those of us who really care on a popular level, we're doing all the speaking we can. The difference is that our voices are not very strong, and certainly the centers of power do not listen to us.
And of course, now that Palestine is an official member of the ICC, just how fast and quick can we expect that Palestine will take action against Israel?
Well, Palestine now has the means to take action against Israel. But whether they will actually use those means is another question. And the Palestinian Authority walks a fine line between placating the Israelis and the West and trying to satisfy its own people in some way and to keep them dependent to a certain extent.
So your concern is mostly about the political will of the Palestinian Authority, right?
Absolutely. And they, let's face it, there's a high price to pay for taking legal action against Israel.
All right, we'll leave our discussion there. Many thanks to Paul Larudi, co-founder of Free Palestine Movement from Berkeley, California. Thanks for your time there, sir.